This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting installment of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny in the big chair. Fred is on assignment, as apparently recently is oft to happen. He is out, as he would say, well, actually one time he said as gallivanting, but it was gallivanting around. And I jest, Fred is, I'm gonna use a colloquialism that my dad always used from the South growing up, which was, Fred's busier than a cat passing peach pits. And he is. I've never seen somebody burn the candle at both ends and in the middle and still be as productive as Fred Penny. That, it's just mind-boggling to me. But, hey, he's out today. I have Denise Dirks here to my right. Hello, Denise.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Is there a game today that you are enthusiastically supporting?
She appears to have the Red Bluff Spartans jersey on, but then I notice she's got duck wings on the shoulders. What does it mean, Denise?
Pourquoi? Do tell.
I'm going to the Oregon-Stanford game today.
Oh, hoo-hoo.
And I'm taking my mother, and it will be the first time she's seen the Oregon Ducks in person.
Wow, how cool.
I know, I'm really excited. And she's a big Duck fan. She's as big of a Duck fan as I am.
That is good. I used to usher in those games when I was in high school, I told you earlier. And the two great quarterbacks I got to see at Stanford were Jim Plunkett and John Elway. And that was back when they were the Stanford Indians, before they'd become the Stanford Cardinal. But wow, that was in their old, still a stadium, but it's been very much refurbished now.
It's a beautiful campus. I will tell you what, I like going there.
But it was just an old bowl with wooden bench seats, but it was the coolest thing ever. You know? So yeah, I'm jealous. I'm glad you get to go. That's very cool.
Thank you. So I'm out of there third hour. As soon as third hour comes and goes, I'm gone.
Well, you should. Hit the bricks and run.
Just out of curiosity, because I am not following it, but Where do Oregon and Stanford sit in the standings? What kind of a game is this in terms of what does it mean?
Oregon's 15. Stanford is not ranked.
Yeah, I think Stanford's having a bit of a down year this year, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, the Stanford rallies, it's always a good game when I watch Stanford
Oregon. And the halftime show is always great. For example, remember the Rose Bowl against Iowa? When the Stanford band's playing, and they play the You Don't Have to Be Lonely, FarmersOnly.com. The band plays that at the Iowa game. It was awesome. They have a great sense of humor most of the time.
They do. The last time I was at Stanford, they did something, though, that was really strange, very pro-Hillary. It was before the elections, and I kind of was scratching my head about it because it didn't make a whole lot of sense. It wasn't, like, cohesive.
Well, they are college kids. And you know, you can't hit a home run every time.
Right.
But the You Don't Have to Be Lonely thing was a hoot.
That's a home run.
No, that's funny. And, of course, they didn't tell my favorite joke. There's a lot of, you know, people have insult jokes from state to state. And so in Montana and North Dakota, they have these rivalry jokes going back and forth. And one of my favorite ones is, I hear they put artificial turf in at Montana State University at Bozeman. Oh, really? Why did they do that? To keep the cheerleaders from grazing. I mean, these are the kind of mean interstate rival jokes that just go back and forth. And I thought Stanford's sense of humor was spot on when they did what they did. It was pretty funny.
I used to live in Northeast Tennessee, up in Bristol. Actually, in Piney Flats, but Northeast Tennessee, I was there for a year as a deputy DA. And here's the thing about college football in Tennessee. The whole state usually turns that hunter orange for the entire football season because everybody's a fan of University of Tennessee.
The Volunteers.
The Volunteers. Right. But Then you got people that live there that don't like Tennessee, and so that was the Tennessee joke was, why are the University of Tennessee's colors that color orange? Any takers?
I give up.
It's so
you don't. It doesn't just because people. When it rains in Tennessee, you rust.
No. It's that color for convenience. It's so their fans can go from the deer stand to the ball game to the drunk tank, and they don't have to change clothes. All right, so we got a lot we're going to do today here on Radio Law Talk. Harvey, we ought to call this Radio Law Talk, hosted by Fred Penny, and we're talking about Harvey Weinstein because Harvey Weinstein is up again. We got some stuff about him with his new attorney. Epstein. Let's see. What are we doing? We've got a couple stories about Epstein, whether or not people are going to be able to get money that had lawsuits pending or they want to sue against him. And then there's additional allegations of other associates. Kevin Spacey is in the news. He has a civil case that's going to go away interesting circumstances.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and say that. Johnny Depp. It just occurred to me. Okay,
but so, I repeat myself.
Yeah. Weinstein, Epstein, Spacey, and Depp. It sounds like a law firm, okay?
Well, an illegal law firm.
Yes, of sorts. So Johnny Depp is in the news. We have stuff about video games, if you're a gamer. This thing called swatting?
Right.
Swatting and what happened to somebody. We'll talk about that coming up and a tragedy that occurred with regard to that and several other stories, Amtrak, other things that we're going to cover today. It's a long show. If you can't catch all of the show and you want to fill in the gaps, you can always get us at RadioLawTalk.com. Click on podcasts if you want to participate in the show. Look, it's not just us. We welcome the phone calls. Denise, how do they get a hold of us?
You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Operators are standing by. And if you listen to us outside of the 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time, that's when we're live, you can nonetheless send us an email anytime, which we will try to get to on the show if we can. That's info@radiolawtalk.com. info@radiolawtalk.com. So you can do that too.
And lastly, if you're radio shy and you want to call in to make a comment, you don't want to go online, you want to say something, but you don't want to be on the radio, call in our call screener. You may have heard his voice just a few seconds ago.
That would be me.
Call in, and Cal will take your comment and then relay it to us on the air so you don't have to go live if you prefer not to.
I will, however, translate it into my own language. It will go from your language to Cal's, so don't mind if I misrepresent your point.
He has a Cal's formula.
I do.
That just sounds Cal's formula. Okay. Cal.
Yeah.
Case or no case, can we get to it before the break, or do you want to do it after we get back?
It's a pretty long setup.
Okay.
And we have
Is there a theme today?
No theme.
Okay, so if we're not going to get to it right now, Denise, I want you to put in the old noggin there. This idea, we're going to talk about this. I probably want to talk about Epstein. What is a statute of limitations? We know basically what it is. And for those of you that grew up in my hometown, it's statute with a T on the end of limitation, not statue of limitations. It's not somebody standing next to Miss Liberty there.
Or statute of David.
Yes. all right. Well, we see where Denise has gone. Yeah. What is it? And why do we have, let's think about that. We'll talk about this when it comes up. Why do we have a statute of limitations? What's it there to protect against? What does it provide? Why is it there? I want to talk about that when it comes up, just generally speaking. But we are through our first 15 minutes heading into the break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny. Stay tuned. When we come back, it's case or no case. Then we'll get right to the case analysis. Cal, take it away.
All right, friends, we appreciate it. Thank you, Todd and Denise, and of course all of you who are listening wherever and whenever you are. We very much appreciate it and remind you that we are live 9 to noon Pacific, but you can hear us anytime through our podcast. Just go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the Listen to the Show section. It's that easy. We'll be back momentarily. Stick around.
All have advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehiba Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehiba Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehiba Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Where's Fred?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Or Todd Kunin, as the case may be. Fred Penny on assignment. If you're just joining us, it's Todd and Denise. So, Cal, what do you got for us on Case or No Case?
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and do that right now.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, I take you to Northern California, where high school honors student Shelby Allen asked her parents in December of 2008 if she could spend the night at her friend Alyssa's home. Her mother, Debbie, had a reputation in the community for being a strict mom. She had a long career in law enforcement. She was always careful to keep her children safe. She figured there wouldn't be any problems letting Shelby have a sleepover at her best friend's house. But Debbie did not know that Shelby would not be at Alyssa's house that night. She got a text from another girl, Jane, asking if she and Alyssa would want to come over and drink. Jane said both of her older sisters were home and would let them use the family's liquor cabinet. Shelby and Alyssa accepted Jane's invitation. They started drinking about 1 o'clock that morning after Jane's parents turned in for the night. Then Shelby declared she was going to down 15 vodka shots. Her friends told her it was a bad idea, but she was a competitive athlete, and she said, you know, I can do this. And so she ran one bottle of vodka dry and grabbed another, and by 1:58 a.m., she had reached her goal of 15 shots of vodka. She soon felt unwell. Alyssa led her to the bathroom. Shelby began doing the predictable, throwing out, passing out, propped up against the toilet. The next morning, Alyssa awoke, ran down to check on Shelby, and when she entered the bathroom, she saw a sight that she will never forget. Shelby's head hung over the toilet bowl, her face streaked in blood. Alyssa suspects that Shelby must have slammed her head into the toilet trying to vomit. Shelby was rushed to the hospital, but it was too late. She was dead on arrival. Shelby's parents immediately sought legal advice because they figured the parents in the home must have violated some sort of trust. So would there be a criminal or civil case? What is it that they could do? And they tried to figure that out. And so I ask you, and I know this is a bit of a downer case, but nonetheless I ask you, case or no case? Now, Todd, you're the criminal lawyer, so I'm going to presume that you have an advantage in this case, so I'd like to, Denise, give you your choice. Would you like to go first or second? Denise?
I'll go second.
Okay, Todd Kiernan, what say you?
Gonna go second. Okay.
Gotta take the advantage, right?
Yeah, sure. That's how it's played.
You know, I'm not looking this up because I want answers and I'm trying to find out the answer. I just wanted to make sure I was certain. I'm going to say this is a case. That's first. But the thing that I'm looking up is the blood alcohol concentration calculation. And I'm looking this up so that people that are listening can get an idea of what 15 shots, assuming it was a one-ounce shot.
That's what a shot is, by definition, is an ounce, right?
And sometimes they pour them long, pour them heavy, whatever.
Right. But, yeah.
But just to give you an idea, a female, and the fact that she was an athlete may be cutting against her, and I'll explain why. Experts that testified in my DUI trials always said that alcohol is a very, what they say, fat-loving substance.
Right.
And so it will be absorbed into your fat. Well, if you're an athlete and you have a very low body fat percentage, it has nowhere to go but into your system. So the fact that she was an athlete could lead to her getting drunker quicker. 15 shots could raise her blood alcohol level before calculating anything else, and she did them relatively quickly, 15 shots raise your blood alcohol level to a 0.30. I mean, that is a lot. Because each shot, a standard drink, a shot would raise a female between 120, 140 pounds about a 0.02, between a 0.02 and a 0.03.
And she drank all this in an hour.
And
right?
She drank 15 in an hour.
Wow.
So I'm going to say that this is a case. I'm going to say that the deceased girl, her parents did file a lawsuit. I'm going to say they did that. And there is liability. The fact that she didn't, refresh my memory, Cal, did they seek to sue the parents where the girl said she was going to stay the night, or was they seeking where she was actually drinking?
The parents where the alcohol was served were the people that they served the lawsuit with.
And I think that there is going to be liability there because the parents are going to have to explain why it is that the alcohol is readily available. They put something in the house. There'd be liability. If you have a gun in your house and somebody picks it up and you don't have it properly stored, you can face liability
with
that.
They'd gone to bed. They'd long since gone to bed, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, but still, I hear what you're saying.
And they had long since gone to bed, and you know what? I think parents need to understand, if I go to bed and my teenager is still up, they're probably waiting until I go to bed for them to do their stuff. It's not like they do it while I'm awake.
No.
So, yes, this is a case. They do sue the parents of the household where the liquor was served, and I think that the victim's parents prevail.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This reminds me of when I was in my tender years and went over to my friend's house and we did suicides. And suicides where you take just a little bit of alcohol from all the bottles in the house and drink it so that the parents don't see any difference in the bottles, right? And you get drunk as a skunk and sick as a dog.
To think we used to do suicides with soda pop in Idaho. But anyway.
We used to spin around on the bar stools and we would be off, let me tell you.
Wow.
So this is, Jane's the one whose family was going to get sued. And this is a kind of an interesting one because I know that California does not have dram shop or has dram shop or does not have dram shop. What it means is that you're not liable for serving alcohol. Technically, her parents did not serve the alcohol.
Right.
They had it in the home. And this is so close to being a case in another state, but it's not a case in California. So I'm going to say no case.
Okay, so you're saying that no case was filed, or what are you saying?
I'm saying it's a scenario, but it's not a case in California.
Okay, all right.
As in Cal's making this up out of whole cloth?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's a scenario, but it's not a case.
Okay, so it's a scenario, but they didn't file anything.
Not in California. Just
want to make it clear. I want to make sure we're all on the same page here because we are obviously getting very close to our break time. But we'll have the answer here momentarily, right?
That's right.
Yes, we will.
You stay right there. We'll give you the answer to case or no case. Again, you're invited to call anytime. You can tweet us. You can look us up on Facebook. Whatever you want to do, just stay in touch. We love hearing from you on Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For
know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
But I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly
I'm so proud of who has come here. It's a lot more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, Cal, our case or no case, the case of the teen, deceased teen at the party, and who is liable. If you want to set it up for us again really quick and then tell us who wins what.
A girl tells the parents she's going to go out and hang out with her friend. They say, fine, she should be safe. A strict mom, a dispatcher or law enforcement mom anyway. The girl, of course, obfuscates, goes off to another home where they're drinking because there's a promise of getting into the liquor cabinet. The girl says, I'm going to put down 15 shots of vodka. She does. She dies from alcohol poisoning overnight. And the parents obviously are beside themselves. They don't know what to do. And our sympathies to them. This is a case that I remember very well. This is actually a case. So those of you who say it was a case, that would be Todd. I don't know why we can cheer. We're only cheering for the fact that it was a case, not for the case itself, right? Because it was a sad set of circumstances. All right. So let me tell you how this came out. This, by the way, happened very, very near to my neighborhood in Palisadro, California, when I was doing, you know, in the area where I did TV news. I was doing radio at the time and still am. The parents tried to file criminal charges against Jane's parents, but were unsuccessful. They tried to get a charge of involuntary manslaughter filed against Jane. Unsuccessful. Debbie says she believes that Jane's actions were criminally negligent, that she should have called 911 the moment Shelby began vomiting. But Jane was acquitted on all charges. The judge said it was Shelby who was intent on drinking 15 shots of vodka. The trial court ruled that Jane and her family did not owe nor did not breach any independent duty to Shelby, and therefore they did not file civil because of the criminal verdict that went against them. And so, Todd, you get 1 point out of this. Denise, you get none because there was no civil case filed, only criminal, and that did not succeed.
That is...
to high schools and so on and talk about the dangers of messing with alcohol when you don't know what you're doing, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. It has kind of become their crusade. And they tried to get some laws passed where people would be held responsible. They're trying to, you know, alter the landscape with limited success, frankly, because all you can do is look and say, like any, like if a teenager were to drive too fast and cause harm to themselves in a car. Your child had the teenage judgment gene, and they acted on it in full, and it cost them their life. And it's a tragedy that happens. It's a sad story.
I think there should have been a civil lawsuit that was brought because, to be honest with you, they could have been found to be neglectful by keeping the alcohol too readily available to the teens. But more importantly, whoever sued them could go after their house homeowner's insurance and probably gotten some money out of it.
Now that I think about it, I believe that they may have filed a claim, but after the criminal case, I'm not sure how it worked out. And remember that these families were all friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so they were sharing a tragedy, which may very well be why the civil case didn't go.
I think sometimes that is a consideration that's often lost.
Yeah.
Which is, it's easy to look on paper and say, well, this suit should have been filed here and this should have been filed here. Before Denise said it, I was about ready to say, well, the burden of proof in a criminal trial is different than a civil trial. I mean, O.J. was found liable for the deaths of Ron and Nicole, even though he got an acquittal at trial in the criminal case.
But they were mortal enemies,
that's
know,
true.
At that point.
Yeah. And that's what people forget, which is it takes a toll on people, not only grieving for the loss of your loved one, but also going through the trial process, showing up, continuances, the trial here, the anticipation, the shock and the hurt when the jury comes back and says no. Ugh.
Well, there's some validity, a lot of validity in what you say. As you know, I'm a heart patient, and one of the first things when they did, you know, do the treadmill stress test and all that stuff, is they have you take a psychological stress test. And one of the first questions on there is, are you currently involved in or have you ever been involved in a civil lawsuit? Because they figure that's worth 5 years off your life.
Yeah.
Because of the stress. Yeah.
I have had cases where I felt I could sue entities and people, and I thought I would win and just let it go. Yeah. Life is too short. I'm not going to have it adversely affect my relationship with my kids because you're a bear and you're, you know, I'm not going to do it. Just going to move on.
I think there is some wisdom in knowing when to say enough is enough. The child is dead. Nothing's going to change that.
Yeah.
It's a sad story. We still love our friends, and we know that they would never do this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pack up our hand cart here and keep walking.
In my family law cases, a lot of times I will say, look, it's better that you buy your peace now.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. Okay, so that's case or no case. Thanks. And
okay.
Next hour, by the way, I'm going to take you to... I'm going to take you to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I'm going to take you to Tennessee, home of the Volunteers.
Okay. Denise, what is going on with Jeffrey Epstein's case? I mean, the man has left us. He's left the earth, but we don't appear to be able to leave him alone. We don't appear to be able to... The effect is still there and will be for a long time. What is the latest?
Well, the latest is that his trustees of his estate, they have sought relief from court to get a special master appointed so they can be helped in sorting through all of the claims that have been brought against his estate. That's the first thing, because it's apparently so many claims that the two attorneys that are acting as trustees do not feel like they can get on top of it. They actually need some help. And they don't want to have to turn each time to the court. So a special master allows for there to be some decision-making by that special master that is binding on the trustees and helps them so they don't have to keep filing in the court to get relief.
Special Master sounds like a character in a video game, doesn't it?
Well, it probably is.
Let's go to the Special Master.
Yes. Yes, what to do. Well, if you bring us the Cloak of Invisibility,
exactly,
you will be able to file your long suit as long as you have not passed the statute.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of limitations. It's my understanding that one of the reasons we have this, the special master, is also to make sure that any claims that are there get taken care of. If there's a global pot of money to be paid out in damages, they want to make sure that one person doesn't take it all while another person still has their case still yet to be settled. And when it does reach a point, if they are entitled to something, if there's nothing left in the pot, then they've wasted a lot of time and money trying to seek damages that they'll never be paid. Also, as an encouragement to anybody else out there that might have a claim that's still within the filing period, you'd better get in line because there's only so much here. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of so much here. There's, what is it, billions?
Well, his net worth, he said he was a billionaire, but in his filings for bail, it turned out that he was, I'm going to use the word only because it's comparative to what he said he was worth. He was only worth about $520 million.
But when you do the balance sheet, maybe part of that was the mortgages. Maybe with everything was paid off, it'd be worth $1 billion. But yeah, his net worth,
his
balance
worth.
Sheet worth was $500 million. Right.
Yeah. So the special master needs more help, right?
The trustees need more help from the special master, exactly.
So there's that. Then we have this issue with Florida, or the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida that reached the agreement on the criminal case back in, when was it, 2008? And there was an issue there. It was another sex case, criminal prosecution, and they didn't bother to contact the victims to tell them that a settlement was in the works. This is what we're going to agree to, and this is what he's going to, this is what he's going to plead to, right?
Right. It was a plea agreement, and it was also a non-prosecution agreement. It
yes.
had an aspect of that. And it was brought in the federal courts, and he ended up pleading to crimes of state nature, not federal nature, and he ended up doing 13 months, but he got to work for 6 days. He got to work, and he only went to jail at night, and then on one day a week, he was in jail for the whole time. So it was pretty much a sweetheart deal. His plea was to solicitation of a minor.
Yes.
So he did have to register as a sex offender. It does brand him, well, it may not brand him a pedophile. What's the difference between a sex offender with children and a pedophile?
Okay, so I'm going to address this, and I don't want to offend anybody. This is a technical distinction, a technical distinction. The DSM, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual, this is what psychologists and psychiatrists use to diagnose people with mental disorders. By definition, a pedophile is one who has a predisposition to prepubescent people. If it's postpubescent, they're not technically a pedophile under the diagnostic. But every parent who's had a 15- or 16-year-old girl taken advantage of will say that they are, and probably rightly so in the court of public opinion. When we come back, we'll talk about why federal versus state and continue to talk about Epstein and get to Weinstein. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Yep, you've turned it on, Radio Law Talk. If you just found us on your favorite radio station, well, thanks for listening. And we remind you that we are streaming live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, at RadioLawTalk.com. And all our past shows are there, too. And we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent...
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
So Jeffrey Epstein, back to the case with him. Denise, you had mentioned something that he pled to state charges and not federal charges. I want to talk about why somebody might do that from a criminal law standpoint. And folks, this analysis has nothing to do with the, it's not my opinion on the morality of what he did. It's not my opinion on whether or not he was justified or not. This is just a technical analysis of why they might get to a certain result, putting aside the heinousness of the crime. So oftentimes, when attorneys are negotiating with the district attorney, they'll come to an idea after everybody understands everything about the case. It's called the totality of the circumstances, and they get an idea about all of the evidence. They'll start to talk about, well, what do you think this is worth in terms of a prison sentence? If somebody's going to go to jail, what's it worth? Is this worth 6 months in jail plus a 3-year probationary term? Do you think they should actually go to the big house and be there for 4, 5, 6 years? What's it worth? And they'll start to talk about that. Not unlike in a civil case where people talk about what a case should settle for, right? And sometimes, if you have federal cases and state law cases, you have to understand that the minimums and maximums in state law are often different than the minimums and maximums for the same offense in the federal system. An example that you and I were talking about with child pornography in the state of California, the maximum is right around 3 years if somebody actually goes to prison, and that's if they have a lot of aggravating circumstances. The minimum in federal law for the exact same offense is 10 years. So we have that they deal with. In Epstein's case, I could see, based upon the charges, them coming to an idea about what something was worth, and then looking over at the federal statute and saying, we can't even get there under the federal law because that is lower than the minimum. The only way we can get to that number of days or probation or whatever it is,
or time served.
The only way we can get to that number is if we settle it for state charges and not federal charges and dismiss the federal. Probably what happened. Now, the big issue here is the fact that they didn't talk to the victims about the negotiation or how this was even going to be resolved.
Yes, and he pled to solicitation of a minor. That implies that the victim minor may be a prostitute. It's got such negative implications. He didn't plead guilty to sexual assault of a minor. He didn't plead guilty to all these other terms. He pled guilty to something that's so innocuous. How do you say that word?
Innocuous.
That it's offensive to the victims. And those victims should have been told. They should have been brought in and they should have been told about this plea agreement. In addition, he got protection for his little brethren of people that were helping him to acquire minors to abuse.
That's right.
He got them, so they were protected from prosecution. Oh my gosh, does that make me upset? I can feel so much for these victims.
I've always wondered, how is it that people kept investing with Jeffrey Epstein? How is it that he continued to be able to make as much? That was 11 years ago, 2008, and yet he continued to make money annually, not only on his own investments, but what he was doing. And I'm just speculating here, but if Jeffrey Epstein goes and takes the hit and agrees to a deal with a bunch of other people, wouldn't surprise me in the least to find out that on the back end, they all agreed, okay, you took the bullet for us. We'll invest with you so that that continues.
Yeah, because he was a financier, a financial person.
And that is pure speculation. But victims have rights. In the state of California, back in 2008, back when California was debating whether or not to amend the Constitution about whether whether marriage is between a man and a woman or not, that was Prop 8. Nobody really paid too much attention to Prop 9, which was amending the Constitution in the state of California to give victims certain rights, the right to be consulted by the prosecution, the right to have notice of when somebody was going to be released, the right to address the court on issues of bail and sentencing.
And even in plea agreements they got to address the court.
And those things are part of the California Constitution, but they're also part of the law in other states as well. Every state pretty much has something very similar to that. But here's the thing. This is specific in the California law. My guess is every other state. Failure of the prosecution to adhere to these rights does not give rise to a civil cause of action. That is
against whom?
Against the prosecution, against the state. So in California, under the state law, if the prosecutor biffs it and agrees to something and doesn't tell the victim, as bad as that is, the victim does not have the right to sue the prosecutor for a violation of that. My guess is, and this is why we're talking about this, was because this came up with the victims addressing the U.S. Attorney General's office. Do we have a cause of action against the Attorney General's office for entering in that agreement back in 2008 that pretty much cut us out of the deal? And a judge last week said, sorry, you don't.
So the victims cannot sue the Attorney General's office that made the agreement and reduced the charges down to state charges and basically made it so they can't sue other people involved in the abuse.
They can't seek criminal charges.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the next question is, can they seek civil charges based upon that? And we still have people that are filing lawsuits. We've got another one that was filed recently, a new individual. And what's the deal with this one, Denise? This is the one involving Prince Andrew, right?
No, this is not. There's two more suits.
All right, two more suits.
Okay, there's one who is known as Jane Doe. She has not come out publicly, but she has filed suit against Epstein's estate.
That's right.
To collect for damage she suffered when she was abused countless times by him. So that's one. And this one is a tragedy story. Her family was seriously in financial straits. She had been forced to move out of her mother's home and live with various friends. She had to work odd jobs just to help survive, and she was still a minor child. And Epstein took advantage of her, or at least it's alleged that Epstein took advantage of her, and he began by bringing her to his big, huge mansion in New York, and she was, like, thinking of Beauty and the Beast and how incredible this home was, and then he asked for a massage, and then he started the abuse, and it, each time that she went to his home, the abuse got more and more serious. She has an extremely explicit descriptions, and it sounds like they are at least serious allegations, and he's not there to defend against them either.
And this is in New York where it was filed, right?
Super important why it's in New York.
And that is because?
Because New York just recently changed the statute of limitations for civil actions on sexual abuse and opened it for another year that anybody that was a minor at the time that the abuse happened have another year within this year to bring any civil actions. So they can bring the civil actions, even though it may have been beyond the statute of limitations that was in place for civil actions for abuse when they got abused.
Now, we're going to come full circle on this here. I would say because of that, there's been more suits filed, which is why when we started this, the trustees go to the court and say, we need a special master to oversee this because we're getting a lot. Cal.
Oh, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein's still dead.
Yes.
You're still trying to get money out of a dead man's estate. I'm fascinated by how all of that looks like it might play. To me, that's like one of the things.
I think it's going to play two ways. First of all, it's not going to fully give the victims justice,
right,
because they can't face their violator. They
yeah.
cannot face him. But it's going to play that they can at least financially now probably gain and try to recover for the years of damage that has been caused to them because of the abuse. So I think it's going to play both ways, and I do think that there's going to be a lot of payment out by this estate.
I believe so. We're coming up at the end of our first hour. I can't believe that one really blew by quickly. Stick with us for the next hour. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein really quickly, and we're going to talk about why Cal's mentioning of Epstein is dead, why that's important because of how it plays with Weinstein. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks filling in for Fred Penny. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.